That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app.
I know you're busy, so I'll make this quick. Goodbye.
Just click the open mic feature, and you can hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5. You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
If you have a problem and you need some advice, hit the panic button. You just reach out at 404-741-0985. Say good morning to Ellen.
Good morning, guys. I gotta hit that panic button.
Yeah, I guess you got a problem with a friend of yours.
My best friend.
Okay.
Like the most awkward situation I've ever been in. I'm 38 and she just celebrated her 40th and she's a recent divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm trying to be understanding. I know she's very anxious to begin dating again and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happily married with two kids. So, I mean, I don't really get it, but I'm trying to be understanding.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As someone who was married for a short spell back in the late 90s and then had his freedom during his 30s, you go wild.
Yeah, you go hard in the paint.
It's like,
huh?
free at last, you know?
It does not make me feel any better at all.
Why is that?
She just approached me to let me know that she's been secretly dating my 20-year-old son.
What?
You said she's 40, so 20 years, that's not a big deal.
Ooh, it's not a big
deal. 20 years isn't a big deal?
This isn't about the age, y'all.
No, it's about this being her son.
And your best friend.
She's always been like an aunt to my kid.
Ew.
I may realize it's not technically illegal.
Yeah.
But I am definitely grossed out.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how to move forward with this. I feel like I should be making a big deal about it.
You just said that she's always been like an aunt to your kids.
Yeah.
And I assume that also includes your son, who she's now dating.
Yes.
How long has she known him?
She changed his diapers.
Wow.
Yeah.
You say they're dating. Any indication of whether they have been intimate at all?
I'm guessing that they probably have, because she told me the only reason she's even coming to me with this is because she thinks that they're in love.
Oh,
like,
oh
my God. She thinks she's in love with my child. My
but she's a recent divorcee, and now she's already fallen in love with your son?
My 20-year-old isn't even old enough to go to the bar, for heaven's sake. The idea that she even sees him as an adult is very strange to me.
Do you think maybe she's good for him a little bit? You know, like...
Drex.
Well, no, not in a sense that... She is older, more mature, has more life experience. He's just now becoming an adult. Not only
they
could
say
it,
you marry your mom, and this is that's ooh. Definitely creepy, but this is as close as you can get.
Ew. This is what my husband said to try to calm me down, and I explained to him that would be fine if it was some other random 40-year-old woman. I'd still be grossed out, but at least it would be fun. Like, this person's part of my life.
So if your husband's trying to calm you down, is he okay with this?
I don't know that he's necessarily okay with it, but I don't think he wants me to go to jail over it.
You want me to answer that, Kara?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he's fine with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean,
like, he's fist bumping.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, that's my boy.
I would be mortified if my best friend ended up dating my son.
Would you be more mortified at your best friend or at your son?
My best friend, especially if she was around changing his diapers. Like, come on, find somebody else, anybody else.
And I told him if it was one of his friends and they were trying to date our daughter, he would absolutely want to go over there. And he was like, of course. So it's a total double standard.
You can't think about your kids with other people, period. But if you take that part away from it, they're going to hook up with somebody. Why not have it someone you know?
They're going to hook up with someone. Let it be a stranger.
We're going to turn this over to our audience in a few minutes. What is the question here? Like, do you forbid?
The question is, how do I move forward? Like, what do I do? Do I keep being friends with her? Do I shun him? Like, do I forbid him? I have no clue how to handle this. No prior experience. So I'm looking for advice.
All right, Ellen, 404-741-0985 if you've got some advice. Funny, we were just talking about Bill Belichick. 50 mm-hmm. years older than his current girlfriend. And that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
This is only 20 years. And does it matter that it's a woman dating a younger guy? You always see older men with younger women, but you rarely see it the other way. Is that playing into the creep factor?
I don't know. I think it's all creepy.
404-741-0985. You can also leave us a quick message on the open mic. It's the open mic on the B98.5 app. You just click on the open mic button and it records right here into the studio so we can hear your opinion there, just like this one.
Hey, I think that she should just let it pan out, you know? I mean, my son's 19, dating a 35-year-old. Best thing that could ever happen to him. She's amazing. See what happens. Let people live their lives.
All right, appreciate that.
35-year-old?
Yeah. Kimberly in Woodstock.
So my thought process is I think she's just looking for a rebound at this point, and that unfortunately your son is one of those individuals who just kind of fell into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's love. I think it's a rebound, and, you know, give it some time, let it wait, and maybe this will all blow over.
Yeah, we've all been in long-term relationships, whether it be a marriage or just with a boyfriend or girlfriend. And when that relationship ends, it's probably easy to go to something familiar.
Right.
And maybe that's where this situation is, like the son's familiar.
Okay, but what happens when this young 20-year-old impressionable boy, his auntie breaks up with him?
It'll be awkward, but at the same time, a 20-year-old boy is going to be able to rebound a lot faster.
What is that relationship going to be like between Ellen and her friend?
I think if Ellen maybe just gives it a little time, her friend may realize that this is not the best idea and that it's not love, it's infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's just appreciating the fact that someone's finding her attractive at her age.
Yeah. Do you think it's disrespectful for the friend to be doing this to Ellen? Like, forget about her own desires and attractions. Like, this is her best friend. It's her best friend's son. Didn't she anticipate her best friend being creeped out by this?
I do. And that's because I also have a 20-year-old son. And if my best friend did it, I would be upset as well. But I'm trying to see it from all three points of view.
Yeah. 404-741-0985. I never was in love with any of my mom's friends.
Really?
Because they're off limits. Even as a 7-year-old, well, 12. At 12, I knew my mom's friends. Attractive people, don't get me wrong, but I knew my place. It's my mom.
My best friend Autumn's 3-year-old son, well, when he was 3 years old, came to me and said, "Miss Kawa, when I turn 18, we get married." And I'm like, "Oh, that is the sweetest thing. Of course, Bubba." And then I looked at Autumn and I'm like, I would never date one of my friend's children. So ever, ever, ever.
This kid is all grown up. How old is
he? Yeah, now he's like 15.
Oh, 15.
Well, you say like this, you never date one of your friend's children. I think that's what's part of the issue here is that this 20-year-old son, he's not a little boy anymore. Of course, in our eyes, our kids are always going to be kids or children.
Right.
But he's a man now. He's 20 years old. He's not a boy. Sorry, Ellen. He's not a boy anymore.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so I would never date one of my mom's friends. Would I date one of my friend's kids if they were of age? Interesting. Something to ponder.
What?
Hadn't thought about that. I'm saying I hadn't thought of it. I haven't said I've rendered my decision. Ethan and McDonough.
So as a 20-year-old who has always had a crush on my mom's best friend and my best friend's mom, that I should add, I think that, yes, there's an age difference, but depending on circumstances, I think it's okay.
So I was in a similar situation. My parents had us young, and I do remember like being a teenager, and my mom's friends were like 36, 37, 38, and I remember being having little crushes on them for sure.
Having a crush is one thing, but extending it into a full-on relationship where the woman feels like she's falling in love with this young man is a totally different level.
But if he's mature enough to be able to actually sustain a relationship with an older woman,
He's not.
It's a little different.
Let's address the elephant in the room, or in this case, the cougar in the room. Ethan, have you ever acted on these desires?
I would if I could, man. I would.
Buddy.
Filthy animal.
And I have definitely told her that. She is a very apparent thing.
Well, you have one specific woman in mind, one of your mom's friends in mind.
Yes. 1,000%.
Yes. Drex. Now you're sounding too excited.
Sorry, I'll calm it down. I'll take it back.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, sun and clouds today. 40% chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 90. 76 now in McDonough. What's going on, Kara?
How big of an age difference in a relationship is just too much? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in just a second. But is there some big adventure you'd like to go on when you retire? Have you guys thought about this at all?
We went to the Braves game a couple weeks ago and sat next to a nice young lady, actually, that was doing the ballpark tour. I think that would be fun to
go to all
the major league ballparks and get a dog and get a beer.
Travel is usually the number one thing people would like to do, but for Judy and Mike McNamara, they are taking things one step farther. They have a goal to visit every Texas Roadhouse restaurant in the United States.
There you go.
So far, they've been to 228 of the 620 locations, but are on track to hit 480 by the end of this year.
The peanuts in the shell is what brings the boys to the yard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I love that. And when Pizzeria Uno, I don't know if you remember, discontinued their peanuts. From the bar, they used to have, you get a basket, and it's wonderful. They stopped doing it because people have peanut allergies.
Yeah.
So I wrote a tersely worded email to the CEO
of
Pizzeria Uno, making my case, and they'll probably be out of business inside of 3 years.
Did you switch over to Five Guys? Because you know they always have those giant barrels of peel and eat peanuts at every location.
You didn't know
I was today years
old. Oh, my
gosh. God bless Five Guys.
Oh, Teddy's going to be making a trip.
Six guys now.
Now, they say age is just a number, but when it comes to relationships, how big of an age gap is just inappropriate? Former Patriots coach Bill Belichick has been in the news lately for his relationship with former cheerleader Jordan Hudson. He is 72 years old, and she is 23. Younger than all three of his children. In fact, he could be her grandfather.
Is that 49 years?
It's 49 years. And the two have been shacking up since the beginning of this year.
Don't say shacking up, please. Well, I don't want to think about them shacking up. She brings him a glass of Country Time lemonade on the porch out his house in Martha's Vineyard.
But what is the motivation there? You could see like, I don't know, you see 15 years, maybe 20. But what is the motivation to date someone 50 years older than you?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is money.
The only thing anyone can think of is money. Mm-hmm. Because if he kicks it and she's already got him locked down, as Kara would say, she's set for life. And she's done this before. She's had this is not the first elderly fella that she's gone after.
Ugh.
But money, that will fade, though. Like, that can't be the only motivation, can it?
I mean, I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
The money's going to fade? I don't think so. I don't think when you're talking Bill Belichick money, it's going to fade.
She's just set for life.
There's got to be more there. There's got to be some love, some attraction.
I don't know. They said to have bonded over a philosophy project she was working on when they met on an airplane.
Okay, that's a lot.
Right?
She bonded over philosophy.
Yeah.
I don't know what he... Good morning, I'm Taddy Toaster. Good morning, Star Sweeper.
Blessings.
And Care Bear.
Good morning.
5 seconds to name that tune. It's Beat Shazam in honor of our dear Star Sweeper.
La la loo.
Oh my God.
La la loo. Oh my little Star Sweeper.
These are other Disney songs from Disney movies.
No.
Now, let me put down some rules here.
Okay.
You need to tell me the name of the song and the movie it's from. You do not need to tell me the artist, because in a lot of these cases, you don't know the artist.
Better.
Starting with Kara.
That's Let It Go from Frozen.
Is correct.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
All right, over to Star Sweeper for this next song.
Still doing that.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no.
Okay, I know.
Okay,
but
softball.
You know, so was yours.
Yeah, but the name of the movie is, I mean, we don't talk about Bruno, but the name of the movie is escaping me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
Pressure's on, Star Sweeper. 3, 2.
I can't think of the name of the movie,
Encanto.
Encanto.
Yeah.
Shoot. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
All right, right, so Kara's definitely in the lead. Let's see how you do with this next song from a Disney movie. Come on, this was huge.
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 Huge. Listen.
I don't know.
Wow, Lion
Can
King.
Can you
yeah.
feel the love tonight from the Lion King now? Hey! Your opportunity.
I know, yeah. Back in the game.
This one.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess.
It's under the sea. That's a Little Mermaid.
Correct.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
All right, Care Bear, here you go. Final song, Beach Shazam, Disney songs. Come on.
Dude, I just have a 2-year-old. I didn't do this whole Disney thing before him.
Dwayne, The Rock
yeah,
Johnson.
Is that Moana? You're welcome.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
What can I say?
All right, let's get dressed in another song ball that has the name in the first
tides,
5 seconds.
The sun, the sky.
I think this is going to
yeah,
end.
Yeah, that's fun.
I think this is going to end in a tie, right? Because it's tied up currently. I mean, you could win it with
right
this
here,
one.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it happening. You'll know it when you hear him sing it.
Yeah, I have no clue on that one.
All right, we have a tie. Are you okay with that, Care Bear?
I'm okay with
All
that.
All right, here's it. From Tarzan.
Is that from? Oh, okay.
Yes, you've been my
Bill Collins.
From the hard today.
Don't you guys turn on me now. I'm an innocent bystander. I did love in the middle of that. Like, I could not hear a word Kara was saying. All I heard was the anger. It was just like...
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app.
No matter where you fall politically, you gotta be looking forward to the fireworks going down tonight in Atlanta.
Looking forward to it, but we were just saying it starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this because they're old dudes. I'm 40. I'm not debating anybody at 9 o'clock
Dude.
At night.
I don't know when they set 9 p.m. as the time to start debates, but it's like that must have been during like JFK could handle that. Obama.
Sure.
Young strapping fella. Bill Clinton could even handle that. But these guys need this thing to start at like 3 p.m. and be over by 5.
Yeah, and then you can like, yeah, hit Olive Garden or whatever at 4:30 and just be done.
Donald Trump has never set foot in an Olive Garden.
Dad, I like the endless pasta bowl, okay?
He likes McDonald's a lot. He may have been to the Olive Garden before.
They were the greatest breadsticks anybody's ever made.
It's okay. Soup, salad, or breadsticks.
Okay, stupid idiots.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
You always hurt the ones you love the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Molly, I understand you had something happen on a girl's night out, and you took it out on your boyfriend.
Oh, I know. It's so stupid. Okay, so I just want his forgiveness. I kind of made him my emotional punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I had plans to go out with some girlfriends, just regular girls' night, and it ended really quickly because it's like stupid woman dramas. It wasn't anything specific. And our night ended real quick.
Wait. A bunch of women fighting for no particular reason over nothing specific.
What's new?
So a day that ends in
I'm
Y.
I'm shocked. This is my shocked face.
Oh, gosh.
I wanted to vent to Paul because he's my boyfriend, my best friend.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't pick up his phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I finally got a hold of him. I unloaded. I told him everything. And I went out being upset with my girlfriend. And then I got upset with him for not picking up. And I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I'm so dumb. And I wanted forgiveness.
No, stop
I feel
saying
bad.
That. Stop saying you're dumb.
How much time elapsed? Because I have a feeling you forgot about, obviously, you don't even really remember what the argument was about with the ladies. But you made it all about the fact that he didn't pick his phone up fast enough for you.
Like half an hour.
So he didn't pick up in a half an hour.
Yeah, he's my boyfriend. He should pick up. What if I was in trouble?
You should not have to leave him a message?
It wasn't a text. It was a phone call. And if I'm calling, it's an emergency.
Oh, I get it. I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
So what's happened since then? You went off on him.
Well, he's not talking to me now. He's kind of mad.
So now when you call him?
I haven't called him again. It's been a couple days, and I feel like I did screw up, but he's not answering.
And he hasn't tried to call you?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's mad at me. Why isn't he calling me to tell me he's mad at me? Like, I was like, good morning, and I got a thumbs up. That's bad.
Oh, boy.
All right, Molly. You sound like a handful. Not going to lie. But we're
two handfuls.
Well, so our plan is, right, we're going to call Paul and try and get forgiveness. But you got to let us talk to him first, okay?
All right.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Molly, she was upset because girls' night didn't go well, so she called her boyfriend, Paul. He didn't pick up, and it threw her into a rage. By the time she got in touch with him, it was more about him not answering the phone than it was about the girls' night issue that she wanted to discuss. And since then, they've not spoken to each other. She's mad. He's mad. Molly, when Paul picks up, we're going to just talk to him. He won't know you're on the other line, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Paul. This is Tad Drex and Caracom from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're fine. We do a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, where we help people ask for forgiveness. Do you have any idea who might be calling to ask you forgiveness?
I might.
What happened with your girlfriend?
This is what this is about, Molly.
Well, you could understand she had a bad night. Then she tries to get in touch with you. And, Kara, we've all seen this before. You start creating a scenario in your head when you can't get in touch with somebody.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Are they okay? Is something wrong? Are they mad at me? Why aren't they answering the phone? Did something happen?
Not like, are they okay. It's never are they okay.
Well,
I get being there for someone when they've had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
But she crossed the line. Like, she blew through a boundary for me, and I have
boundaries. We don't have any boundaries. We're in a relationship.
Paul, Molly's on the line with us, as you can tell.
Wow. Okay.
Why did you
call
me
look,
back?
Just because your plans got ruined doesn't mean my plans had to get ruined too. All right. It wasn't fair.
Paul, from talking to Molly, you shouldn't have had plans.
That's right.
Paul, are you saying your plans got ruined because hers did? What's the story?
Yeah, I was out with my friends. You know, we were someplace noisy. I didn't hear my phone at first. I was trying not to be rude.
It should be on the table. It should be on the table, face up.
Molly.
Oh, my God.
She wanted me to drop everything I was doing, leave where I was, and come be with her to talk about how girls' night got ruined. That's a little extreme.
I think it's normal. I mean, that's what people are supposed to do. Hello?
So you're saying, Molly, what your night got canceled or ruined, therefore Paul should
Paul's
drop
night.
Every.
Absolutely. I don't see any. Look, what's more important, your friends or me?
It wasn't something that serious. Your girls' night fell apart. We could have talked about that later. We could have texted.
I needed you right then and there. What if I was in a car accident or I had been abducted? Don't you watch true crime stuff? Hello?
That is a completely different scenario. What the hell tangent are you going on right now? That is not how healthy relationships work. I don't know what to tell you, babe.
Paul, I'm glad you recognize how healthy relationships work, because Molly, you did have plans with your girlfriends. Just because those plans fell through doesn't mean Paul's plans have to fall through. You were alive. You were okay. You weren't in an accident.
Well, that's hindsight. I could have been in an accident. Remember, we talked about this. Phone is on the table, face up, so you can see when I'm calling.
Kara, remember when we were first talking to Molly and she was like, yeah, we went out on a girls' night and it was just some silly girl drama and it all fell apart,
uh-huh.
But she didn't know the specifics?
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
She was the specific?
Molly was the specific. do you agree?
Maybe a little.
Who said that? Did Paul say that?
No, that was Drex.
That was me.
Not cool, man.
But is it true?
Okay, I didn't know what the drama was, and if I could have worked it out and talked to my boyfriend, maybe he could have given me his perspective because he's very smart. But you know what? He didn't pick up his phone, so, and here we are.
You called us because you wanted to ask his forgiveness.
So, are you?
Am I what?
Are you sorry?
Molly.
I think I'm sorry I picked up the phone today.
That's what got you into this mess in the first place.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Oh, we'll say our prayers. Ooh. And thank God for our own relationships.
Right, yeah.
Coming up tomorrow, Lisa's husband popped off at the mouth at dinner, embarrassed her in front of her bestie, and spoiled the night. And the debate hasn't even happened yet.
Right, yeah.
That's tomorrow morning on Forgive and Forget.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, sun and clouds today. Some rain possible, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High of 90. 76 now in Roswell. What's going on, Kara?
What is the most important item that Costco sells? I'll get to that in just a minute. But if you have to be downtown this afternoon for any reason, be prepared for some major delays. We got the presidential debate happening this evening. Roads are already closed. So our lovely traffic lady, Ashley Frasca, is here to tell us what we can expect.
So this afternoon, Biden arrives at Dobbins Air Force Base around 3:30, which means he'll be traveling down 75 south into the Midtown area. Trump arrives at Hartsfield around 5:30, traveling north on the connector. Areas around the Techwood area are already closed. So 10th Street, 14th Street, the downtown connector ramps. It's going to be a mess. Plus Copa America at Mercedes-Benz. That game starts at 6.
I would think that Trump would want to be here before Biden so he could say he had the fastest plane.
So coming down 75 from the Dobbins Air Force Base, meaning they're going to shut down all lanes of both directions.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Right.
That's the spin. I didn't want to disrupt things at 3:30 in the afternoon. 5:30 is more appropriate. Everybody knows that.
Now you guys both shop at Costco, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Is there something that is your go-to item that you, like, stock up on every time?
Yeah, Crunch Bars.
Are they still on your list, Tad?
Why? What is the number one item they're selling at Costco?
Okay, so their CEO just said that there is one item that is more important than all the other crazy things that they sell, and it is the membership card. They make about $4.6 billion a year just from membership.
Just from membership.
Well, you have to have a membership card to shop there. So that's like saying the most important accessory to a car is the key.
I don't think you do, actually.
You do.
No, I think
they check your card on your way in. They make sure it's you on your way out.
But I think like some of these Instacarts or like DoorDashes, I think you can go through them. Like you can route around them and use them.
Of course you found the back door.
But no, I gladly pay my Costco membership because I want that pizza for $1.99.
So you know what I do since the Fit Crunch bar gate thing, and this is why they're so desperate for customers, by the way, and they're getting the PR out there.
Yeah. Get our membership cards because we're going to fail.
Yeah. If you hadn't already heard, they sold me an 18-pack of Fit Crunch bars, only included 17 the box, and I made some noise about that, so they're hurting. But what I do is when you leave the store and they count your items to make sure that you're not stealing anything, I then stand there and open up the box of Fit Crunch bars, and I count them in front of the security guard. It takes about 15
minutes.
They
love it.
Well worth every moment.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Michelle in Thomaston.
Yes.
Good day, ma'am. Would you please kick our pop culture princess out the studio?
Kick rocks, Kara.
I'm out of here, Michelle. Good luck.
Thank you.
Michelle, you don't sound like you're really looking forward to this. You don't sound like you're in the game.
Oh, no. I'm just getting ready for work.
All right. Hair, makeup, Def Leppard and Journey tickets, and on the way.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Question, I'm going to ask you five trivia questions, and we're going to bring Kara back in. $100. Number one, Prince William and Travis Kelce are said to be texting with each other after meeting at Taylor's London concert. I wonder if he gave Prince William a friendship bracelet. What sport does the rest of the world call football?
Soccer.
Number two, President Biden and Donald Trump will debate each other in Midtown Atlanta this evening. Two guys not making bracelets for each other. How many years in total is somebody allowed to be president?
8.
Number three, youngest Kardashian sister turns 40 today. Who's that?
Chloe.
Question. Are we looking for a Kardashian
just
or
Kardashian,
a
Jenner? Kardashian, yes, not a Jenner, yep.
Number four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, you're good, yeah.
You're good. Okay. So far, I think she's batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Number four, temps hit 100 degrees yesterday for the first time in 5 years. At what temperature does water boil?
It's a great question. Oh, God. 32, I don't know.
32 Fahrenheit?
That's when it freezes.
I know, right?
It's 200 something, I think.
Yeah.
Just, so guess a number that starts with 200.
232, I don't know.
And number five, Kenya Moore will not return to the next season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. During the opening credits of that show, what do the women hold in the palm of their hands?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch it. The water bowl messed me up.
I know. You were doing so well until we acknowledged that you were doing well.
Yeah, Michelle and Thomason, yep, slipped up there at the end, but we'll see what happens. Tough questions.
Kara, same questions. What sport does the rest of the world call football?
Soccer.
All right, Michelle got it right. 1-1.
Number two, how many years in total is somebody allowed to be president?
8.
Yeah, so Michelle said 2-2.
Number three, who's the youngest Kardashian sister?
The youngest Kardashian?
Kardashian.
Is Khloe.
Yep, she's 40 today, and that's what Michelle said. Knotted up at 3.
Number four, at what temperature does water boil?
Oh, gosh. 200 degrees?
Ted?
Is it like 211 or 212?
It's 212. 212 degrees Fahrenheit, which is exactly 100 degrees Celsius.
Interesting.
How about that math? All right. Michelle and Kara both got it wrong. Still knotted up at 3.
Number 5, during the opening credits of Real Housewives of Atlanta, what do the women hold in the palm of their hand?
A peach.
A peach is
the answer.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Michelle got it wrong. Final score this morning is 4-3. Michelle and Thomason, are you smarter than Kara?
Absolutely not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,819 wins, 57 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Michelle.
It's okay.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, July 13th, Truist Park. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. You got them for free.
Woo-hoo.
You're not allowed to do that.
Sorry.
In a second. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. More Def Leppard Journey tickets tomorrow morning. We'll have you calling around 7:25 to win those.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.